driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Now, the Mill Road History Project has been updating residents on its progress, and Kerry's been along to the meeting to find out a little more.
I'm here with Becky Proctor from the Mill Road History Project, and of course this is your event. Has it been a long time in organising and getting it all set up for you?
Not a great deal. That sounds awful, doesn't it? What I should say is that because that's what's so great about being part of a wider programme like the Festival of Ideas is actually quite a lot of the really hard work is done for you, which is the marketing, the publicity, that wider audience of the printed programme and the tweeting that the Festival of Ideas give you is what's really, really great. So I'm quite happy to organise my bit of it, which is getting the information, the materials here, speaking to you. I have had to write a talk, so that's taken a bit. But, you know, actually, some of the hard work involved in an event like this is about marketing. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. So it's nice to have that bit taken care of.
And it's just lovely to be part of a much bigger event, really.
Indeed. So what can we expect to hear about this evening?
We've got three speakers. First speaker we have is Tony Kirby, and he's sort of a long-standing kind of local historian, and he's talking about A View from the Bridge, and that's all about the development of the railway and the impact that the railway had on the Mill Road sort of streets and kind of environment around. Then it's me talking about the project and what we've been doing. And then our third speaker is one of the committee members for Mill Road History, and that's Ian Bent, and he's talking from birth to death on Mill Road, because, of course, the workhouse became the Cambridge Maternity Hospital for many years. Whole generations of Cambridge babies were born there. And then it's right next door to Mill Road Cemetery, so there's a kind of a lovely kind of story to tell there. Strangely, I wasn't one of the Cambridge babies born there. I was born in Cambridge in 1970. I wasn't born. My brothers were born there and I wasn't. So.
Oh, gosh, do you feel a bit jealous?
I do. I feel very jealous. And I feel that it would, it would really help my role if I could be one of those Mill Road babies. I feel quite left out. And it's amazing. You know, we have a Facebook page where we share Mill Road history and photographs. And it really means a lot to people when they say, I was born here, this is the building.
Yes.
And so we've had a lot of interest in old photographs that we've got copies of showing the maternity hospital.
I'm sure. I was going to say, if people want to know more about the project and how to get involved and find out about what you do, would the Facebook page be the best way to do that?
Facebook page is the best place to do that at the moment. Mm-hmm. So it's just www.facebook.com/Mill Road History.
Yes.
And you can like our page and find out. There's lots of photographs we've already shared, and you can obviously look in the archive there. But we will be launching a brand new website.
Oh, great. That's exciting.
Not yet. It's still in development, so we're sort of getting people to test it and have a look at it for us at the moment. So we will be launching that next year, and then, of course, that will be the main kind of repository for the community archive. We've got a lot of work going on with volunteers, whether it be oral histories or building reports, you know. And,
lots that's of research
where,
to be
and
done.
And that's where we're sharing it long term.
Sounds wonderful. And if someone's listening to this and thinking they wish that they came along to this event, as I'm sure they will, are there other events coming up with the Mill Road History Project that people could come along to?
There are. We've got an event next week for Festival of Ideas as well at the Museum of Cambridge, but I'm afraid that's fully booked. But we've got other events. We'll be at the Mill Road Winter Fair.
Oh, fantastic.
So we'll be there. Sort of probably, she says, almost definitely going to be at St Barnabas Church at the old school hall at the back following their refurbishment.
Of course.
A lovely big room there. Yeah. So, you know, we're kind of 99% sure that's where we'll be. We're just finalising the details now, but we'll definitely be somewhere at Mill Road. And then looking forward next year, there's a history festival at the Museum of Cambridge, which we'll be part of. Mm-hmm. In March, we're planning a sort of Mill Road Women's History Festival, something, as I said, in March. Around that time. April, we've got two big events at the Coleridge School, including one big community day.
Okay.
So lots of people can come, people maybe who are former pupils of Coleridge, and come back and see how their school's getting on. And then looking forward to summer, we'll have a big Mill Road History weekend.
Sounds wonderful.
So those are kind of the main things to look forward to. So we've got something nearly every month.
Exciting stuff. Well, thank you very much for talking to me. I'm really looking forward to tonight, and I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
No problem.
That's Kerry speaking to Becky Proctor of the Mill Road History Project at their event last Thursday. Stay tuned, of course. Becky mentioned the Mill Road Winter Fair. We will be there as well, and hopefully you will be too and be able to come along and see us on our two sites, which we have this year. One will be outside the swimming pool on Donkey Common, as is often the case, and also on Hope Street Yard. We'll have some music for you there.